Okay. So, in this mimer, the springboard to the idea is the yard site of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, which was just right not so long ago on Chafei Shvat. Chafei Shvat in 1883, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was nifter, and very often, I don't know if it's always, it's before Parshas Mishpatim. And people always mention the connection, the way it falls out, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's yard site is around Parshas Mishpatim. Actually, Rav Nussbacher mentioned this point that the yard site of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter falls out Mishpatim time this past Shabbos. He mentioned it at the alumni Shabbaton that we have. So people often mention it that it works out well because so much of Mishpatim deals with laws connected to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and Rabbi Yisrael's major battle cry is on this mission to bring greater awareness to Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So Rav Hunner starts kach b'chug gedolei tamidav shel Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and again we're trying to delve deeper into this idea of mitzvos bein adam l'chaviro, and we can say really try to understand the Torah of mitzvos bein adam l'chaviro. When it comes to mitzvos bein adam l'makom, we understand, okay, this is the word of God relating to certain acts that we are supposed to do to strengthen, because Hashem wants us to do it, to strengthen our connection to Hashem. So there we understand clearly the Torah, if we call it that, the Torah of Bein Adam L'Makom. But in these other areas of moral acts regarding our relationship to other, the way we relate to other people, where's the Torah in that? I understand. Okay, whatever it is on the whatever level it falls out on the Kohlberg scale, right? Of whether it's something very raw and that's why, or even higher up. Okay, so there's some point here where, as a human being, as a person, you are acting in a respectable way towards other people. What I'm trying to understand, what we're doing now, the time that we have, is trying to understand, to delve deeper into Dafka, called the Torah of Bein Adam L'Chaver. So, again, B'chug Rav Hunner writes, B'chug G'dolei Tamidav Shel Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Ravachat Hayta Amlitza, people mentioned often, Ki Yom Histalkuto Shel Rabbi Yisrael, Chalhu La'olam B'Parshas Mishpatim. It falls out on Parshas Mishpatim. Again, Chafei Shvat. Shekein, why did Hashem work it out, kilu, that it falls out that way? Shekein, Ikar Chidusho Shel Rabbi Yisrael, Haya B'Miktsoa Shel Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Which, again, Parshas Mishpatim filled with mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So Rav Hunner says, B'Vadai Shemalitza Zu Eina Ela B'Geda Sicha Na'e. Of course, this is cute, right? Let's get a cute idea. אבל בכל מקום, רואים אנו בזה עד כמה היה חידושו של בישראל מזדהה בעיניהם עם המקצוע של בין אדם לחבירו. This shows how much people connect Rabbi Yisrael Salanter to this area of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, ad kedei kach that people say that it worked out kilu min ha-shamayim that Rabbi Yisrael's yard site is in Mishpatim. Hashigra hamitsuya. What's shigra? What does shigra mean? Shigra. Routine. Shigra. Routine. Routine. The routine understanding hashigra mitsuya tofeset bazeh. Inyan shel chizuk b'makom harifya. In other words, our stam understanding of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter regarding mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is he came to strengthen an area that was weak. Right? Yisrael, the giant of sensitivity of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. You familiar a little bit with some of, I'm sure we're all familiar a little bit with some of the famous ideas. Yisrael Slant, we used to yell even, and sometimes it was dafka contrasted in situations of Bein Adam L'Makom. He would be very fired up about Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Like the person who used to yell about, the person who wakes up early to go say slichos. So waking up really early, he says that, machshir himself a big tzaddik. He wakes up in the middle of the night. But he wakes up early and makes noise. So he wakes up other people. And he says, and then he goes ahead and he wants a woke up really early, he wants a nice hot drink. So he's matriach, the maid in the house to prepare at that crazy hour to prepare a hot drink from matriach girls. And very often someone in that position is someone who's coming from a difficult background. She's a yisoma, so she's over another isser of causing pain to a yisoma. And then he's just in a rush and he'll wash his hands very not carefully and spill water over the place, and someone comes and slips on the water that he spilled and wasn't careful about it, and then comes to shul and sees that somebody took his shtender there and moved it, and he finds out with time who that person was, and he starts yelling at him and embarrasses another person, and that other person ends up being a Talmud Chacham, so he's being Mavaza Talmud Chacham, and then he goes with all his kavanas and he says slichas. They're dramatizing that, like they're pointing out how we trample Bein Adam L'Chaveiro sometimes, right? Because someone who is very important, the person who stays extra hours at night in the Midrash, if he comes back, he's there later, all the guys in the room, that would be a classic of Yisrael Slantalai. Be careful, you come back to your room and some guys are sleeping, so you have to be extra careful, make sure you don't wake up anybody else in your room, who was sleeping when you came back because you decided you wanted to learn extra. Or you saw in Paris, he saw in a shul, it was the parasha of Tochacha, and they used to call people, nobody wants to get the aliyah of the Tochacha. So they were, in certain places, they'd call up a nebuch, call up a schlepper, some poor person, and call him up for an aliyah. So he saw that in the shul they were about to go and call some schlepper up for the aliyah of the Tochacha. So now we have the system of preventing as the Baal Kori himself gets the aliyah. But then apparently some had places that gave out the aliyah. So he saw they were about to give it to a poor person. He ran up right away on his own and made the bracha. Like he grabbed the aliyah for himself. And then, like, everyone was shocked, but the Baal Kori, like, didn't want to go ahead and read the Tochacha after Rabbi Yisrael, like, Rabbi Yisrael just made the bracha, so he saw the Baal Kori wasn't about to read, so he read the Tochacha himself.
That's what started the minhag.
Right. So we think often, so Rabbi Yisrael saw an area that's weak, and it needs strengthening, and he saw this time that Bein Adam L'Chaveiro was being trampled upon, so it needed fixing. Cain, Shamru Bika Matzah V'Gidra. He saw something, an opening, and patched it up. But V'daish is in a chum. Aval Ein Tfisa Zum Matzed O Mekamalach. It's true to a degree that Rabbi Yisrael was yelling about something that he saw needed strengthening, but it doesn't end there. The Lefi Tfisa Zu, according to this understanding, Hare Yesh Kan Lefaneinu Han Haga Mishtayechet L'Kol HaTorah Kula. ובאמת מורגש הוא שיש כאן כפיוס של יחס מסוים למקצוע הזה של בין אדם לחברו. There's something here, which Rav Hutner is going to develop. He's saying there's something here that Rav Yisrael Salanter was developing within the area of bein adam lechaveiro. There's some murgash, it's felt that yesh kan kviut shel yachas mesuyam. Rabbi Yisrael's bringing about, he's deepening something related to our entire perspective on what on the essence of mitzvahs bein adam lechaveiro. And here from Oz Beis, Beis Gimel Dalet and Hey, we'll skip over Vav, but in Beis Gimel Dalet and Hey, Rav Hunner develops a Yesod, an important point. This is actually the end, deals with the end of this past week's parasha, so it's fresh in our minds. Kishishnei Luchos Eidus Nizkarim B'Torah Harei Tevas Luchos Ba Kishi Chasera. The word Luchos is written, what does it mean? Right? Tevas Luchos Ba Kishi Chasera. It's written good, Yoni. It's written without a vod. Baofen shirak mitzad ha-mesoret yeshkan lashon rabbe. So mitzad, the way, the tradition of reading it is that we know that it's luchos, lashon rabbe. Aval mitzad ha-mikra, the way it's written in the pasuk itself, it's written as if it's one, luchat. Ein kan kiim luchat, lashon yachad, upirshu chachamim. Right? Rashi brings it. Rashi, based on Shmos Rabbah, you see footnote 2. Pishul Chachamim, that what does this tell us? By the fact that the Torah wrote Luchos, the two Luchos are written as if it's Luchad, it's written as if it's one. What does it teach us? Pishul Chachamim Debar Lomar, Shal Luchos Hayu Shovim. The Luchos were identical. The luchos were equal. V'adayin anu megashishim va'afela b'bnei she'ein anu yodim shivyon zeh shaluchos mahu balamdeinu. What is this equality in luchos? We have two luchos, but teidavacha, they're equal. What is this telling us? The equality of the two luchos as if it's one luchat. Ki amnam orosh shel shivyon ze be'ma'amakim uganuz. The poetic lashon of Rav Hunner. The or, right? The light of this equality, the or of this shivyon, be'ma'amakim uganuz, it's hidden in the depths. Open your hearts. Oz Gimel. Mu'ura ma'amid har Sinai. Hu gam meura shel knisa bebris. So Maamid Har Sinai was a special event. The Ten Commandments, right? It was a special event. But an aspect of this special event was it's called a bris. We entered a bris at Har Sinai. Umaisa krisas bris b'maamid Har Sinai mufurishu b'torah. At the end of this, Parshas Mishpatim. Vayikach Moshe chatzi hadam vayasam ba'aganot v'chatzi hadam zarak al ha-mizbeach. Half the blood Moshe put in aganot, in basins, and half of the blood put on a mizbeach. V'achakach hu omer v'yikach Moshe es hadam v'yizrok al ha'am v'yomer hine dam habris. There's bris is mentioned here. This blood is dam habris asher koras Hashem imachem al kol advarim ha'ela. Hashem made a bris in English. Hashem made a covenant, a pact,
a deal
with you. Kolomar. So in a deal, and apparently in a covenant as well, you have two sides that are getting together, shake hands, right? Two sides getting together and making a deal. We have a pact, we have a bond, a covenant. So we have the two. Kolomar here is chatzi legavah, the chatzi dam. That's what half of the blood goes to the chatzi adam is. Okay, so with this blood was half lamata and half lamala, representing the two sides. Over here we have a connection between Am Yisrael and Hashem, the covenant Am Yisrael and Hashem, the bris of Sinai. Kolmar chatzi legavah v'chatzi la'uma, half legavah Kodesh Baruch Hu and half on the Am Yisrael. Chalukazu lechatzoin. this division of half. He ha kovat et chotam habris. V'chol zeh nichlalu b'maimed Har Sinai. So this is what's going on at Maimed Har Sinai. There's a split, there are two sides that are coming together, which is the essence of what bris is all about. Or we say, krisas bris. What's the shorish of the word krisas? Karis. What does karis mean? Cutting off. So that sounds like an oxymoron. Cutting off sounds like a lesson of separating. Krisas. Bris is a lesson of bonding. How did the two come together? I once heard, I don't know who he was quoting, but Rav Moshe Shapiro once explained, because we were talking about a bris. Bris is a lashon of this. You remember, Moshe quoted a Ramban at the beginning of Bereishis. It's as if it's expressing brias. Bris is really it's brias. It's the creation of a new entity. It's a new bria. Something new is being created in a bris. I have A and I have B coming together to create a new entity. Not just A and B. It's a new entity. New bria. Ad kidei kach, and here comes the krisis, the lashon of cutting off. That what's going on is that A is cutting off some of itself and giving it over to B, and B is cutting off some of itself and giving it to A. That's the krisas bris, each one giving of itself to be able to create this new entity. So here is the krisas bris. Ad kidei kach, there's a oneness here. Luchat, of the two separate entities of Luchot, also as well. To continue that line. Okay, that's in our context where we're headed. Till now we've been speaking about just before. That's on top. I jumped a step. The first step is the bris between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The general, the bris of Maimon Har Sinai is the bond, the new bria. We are connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Maimon Har Sinai. That's the bris of Sinai. But it's expressed here in Luchos. So that's continuing that point of seeing the bris within Luchos Dalad. Kviat chotem zu shel krisas bris she'ira b'shaz Maimon Har Sinai muchrachat hi liyot tvua gam b'divrei Torah she'namru b'oto mamad. In other words, it's not being expressed just in what's taking place in general, the bond between Am Yisrael down here and Hashem and Shemayim through this bris of Sinai, but it's also being expressed in the Badavar atzmo, in the matter itself, in the luchos themselves. I gave away the answer already, because Rav Huner is asking it as a question. Where is it? Maisa shel krisas bris be'etzem hadiburim v'hadibros keitzad hu nikba. How is it? Where is it? Where is the maisa bris within the dibros themselves? That's Osei. Hinei. Mitchalkim heim hadiburim l'chatzoyim. Where's the? You see where we're going, Chevra. Where are the two separate entities in the Dibros?
The first fiber did all the
luchot.
The second fiber did
all the luchot. Yeah. Luchot, two separate luchot. Luach. The first bein adam lamakom. The first fiber bein adam lamakom. The second bein adam lechaveru. V'hinei mitchalkim heim adiburim lechatzoyim. The dibros are divided into two. Chamesh dibros ben adam l'makom, chamesh dibros ben adam l'chaveiro. Chatzi l'gavoh, v'chatzi la'uma, on the nation. Palga alayu, palga alach. That's playing off of the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chetes. We'll see that. We'll elaborate on that lashon as we get closer to Purim. He's playing off of that line, which is a line referring also to half down here, Am Yisrael, and half Hashem. Chalukas chetzi chetzi hi maisa shel krisas bris. Chetzi chetzi, half and half, and bringing it together is krisas bris. Zechura hilano abris im avinu arishon. Shegam sham nemar veivater otam batavach. There also, right, that's referring to the bris with Avram Avinu, the bris Bein Hapsarim. Also, right, there are Batirayim, splitting. Va'al Shem Bitu Ertavach Zeh Kriya Yabris, bris Bein Hapsarim. The point, klaliyut haTorah makifahi et bein adam lamakom ve'et bein adam lechavera. Which word in that sentence should be underlined with three lines? I would say klaliyut haTorah. Torah is, what is Torah? Torah is bein adam lamakom and bein adam lechavera. Uba'aseret haDibros. I can't do that. It's either Aseret HaDibrot or Aseret HaDibros, right? V'Aseret HaDibros Nase Maisa Shel Bitur Batavach. Chamesh, we have a split in Aseret HaDibros. Chamesh Dibros B'Bein Adam L'Makom V'Chamesh Dibros B'Bein Adam L'Chavira. U'Bevadai Shegam Gufam Shel Aluchos Mukhrach Liyot Oleh Bad Bevad Im HaTochen Shel Haluchos. So that's meluchat. I can tell you, they're shoving equality. You'd say from the words of Rav Hutner here, the equality of the luchos in this context, from this angle, from what we're talking about tonight, the equality of the luchos is to equate between bein adam lamakom and bein adam lechaveru. There is a shame Torah here, uniting again along with the whole theme of what Maimon Har Sinai is all about, connecting lamala v'lamata, gavoa v'hauma, down here, the nation down here on this earth, and shamayim, that chibur, that connection. Agav, parenthetically, just it's connected, and it's a very beautiful point. So I think maybe we mentioned it once before regarding what do we face when we daven? Yerushalayim. Another name for Yerushalayim is Tzion. Davening is a very clear kind of a connection between this world, the Olam HaTachton, and the Olam HaElyon, this lower world and the upper world. When we daven, we face Tzion. Tzion, what does Tzion mean? Tzion is a marker. It's a marker. What is it marking? It's marking, this is the point in the world where we have the most clear expression of connection, chibur, between Shamayim and Aretz. Connection between Olam HaElyon and Olam HaTachton. Zeh Shar HaShamayim. Tzion is marking that point. We face towards that point, towards Tzion, when we're davening. Okay? So that's another Chibur, Lamala Lamata. But here we have a connection of Chibur, in the context of, right, all of Maimon Har Sinai, is a connection between us down here on this world and Shamayim, and within the Luchos itself, we have this connection bein adam lamakom, bein adam lechaver. And that is, let's skip to Ozayin. Now we're ready, and now we understand. Mikva benefesh at or hagadol hazeh, ki mitzvos shel bein adam lamakom, va'mitzvos shel bein adam lechaveru, einam stam chalakim or shnei miktzaot b'klaliyuto shel Torah. It's not just two different categories. Ela shehamadat hamitzvos shel bein adam lechaveru al mishkal echad im hamitzvos shel bein adam lamakom. Harehi avodo niskavala atzma, bringing about equality, putting both of these on the scale, on mishkal achad. Right, we have this image there of Hutner is creating of this scale where you're putting on the two sides, on one side bein adam lamakom, one side bein adam lechaveru, and bringing about an equality between them is showing that Torah is, there's one entity. Luchat, it's one entity, brings together bein adam lamakom, bein adam lechaveru. This is the avoda shel krisus bris l'raglei Har Sinai. This is the essence of what the whole bris, the creation of this new bria, this new entity that took place at the essence of what took place at Maimon Har Sinai. And this is what Rabbi Yisrael Chech Oschess when he says, this was the battle cry of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Not just fixing up another couple of areas. We see, you know, there's a problem that people aren't being careful in tzitzis. So we should make a big tzitzis campaign. And Rabbi Yisrael saw there's a problem in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, so let's make a big Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It's much deeper than that. Rabbi Yisrael's battle cry was a battle cry of realizing the whole package of Torah is Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's the essence of what Torah is. You'll see the last two lines of Os Ches. Ikar in yana shel kriya so agdola shel Rabbi Yisrael bezeh shehi mishameshet kruz. It's a loud and clear announcement and a calling lechidush krisas habris shel shivyon shnei haluchos. He's calling upon, again, remember, the equality of the shivyon of the shnei haluchos, bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chaveiro. And that brings us to Os Ches, and this is what impacted afterwards. You know that, you know when the Chofetz Chaim wrote the Shmiras HaLashon, he went to get a haskama from who? He wanted to get a haskama from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Kriyaso shel Rabbi Yisrael. No, some of you may be familiar with that because the story that goes along with it, that I'm not mentioning, I'm focusing on the fact that he went to get the haskama from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, so to show the connection. Rabbi Yisrael didn't want to give him a haskama on the Shmiras HaLashon because he disagreed with the whole it's an important topic for the Yatzmo. Excellent, Alex. Very good. Being mocha when you spoke Lashon Hara about someone they don't know. Do you have to ask them for mechila or not? Right? Chavetz Chaim writes in Shmiras HaLashon that you have to ask for mechila. And Rabbi Yisrael said, "Lo yitachen, you're going to end up causing, strife. Go ahead. I'm really sorry, Yishai. I told somebody yesterday you're a real idiot. Right? So how do you feel now? That go ahead. Right? Chas v'shalom. Okay, Chas v'shalom. I see you're even blushing. I'm not sorry.
Chas v'shalom. Yeah.
You're the greatest, Yishai. So." I'm sorry. No, I really have to. No. So do I have to ask mechila? So this is content. Do I have to ask mechila? So now I know, right? So the Rabbi Yisrael said, "You don't ask for mechila." But kitzur though, you see, the Chofetz Chaim though went to Achad Agdolim of the giant then for the Chofetz Chaim, the giant Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So kriyaso shel Rabbi Yisrael, he. Shaholida et a sefer Chavetz Chaim v'et a sefer Avas Chesed. So you see, Rabbi Saul, so he's saying Rabbi Saul, step one. This is step one, and then there's a step two. So Rabbi Saul Salanter and all of his speaking about the importance of being sensitive to other Jews ended up influencing and bringing about a sefer Chavetz Chaim and a sefer Avas Chesed. B'vaday shezeh emet. That's true. Aval l'umko shel davar aleinu ladas. The depth of the matter is for us to know she'ein etzem hofat asfarim. Asfarim piskat ha'eseg b'zeh. This is not the peak. This is not the climax. The fact that the Yisrael Salanter's spirit of his message of being careful towards other people, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, ended up bringing, influencing, and bringing about a sefer of Chavetz Chaim and Avas Chesed. This is not the end of the story. The end of the story is Ella shenekudat ha'piska b'zehi shesefer mishne brura v'sefer Chavetz Chaim shneyem yatzu mekumus echad umelev echad. The fact, this is the uniting, the fact that along with, you see the connection, the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Makom, the fact that from the same pen, the same kumus, and the same heart, gam a Chavetz Chaim and Avas Chesed, the fact that the Shmir is Allah, be careful what you say about other people, and Chesed, Avas Chesed, the fact that came from the same place as the Mishnah Brura itself. That's the bris of Maamid Har Sinai, the bris of Har Sinai, of connecting Lamala Lamata, and the bris of the Luchos, of the connection of Ben Adam Chaviro and Ben Adam Lamak. I just want to spend another couple of minutes. I shouldn't have again. I'll stop here with embarrassing Isha. I just publicly say it wasn't. I shouldn't have been so crude, and I was trying to be over dramatizing. I usually don't use the word. I was like, even using the word idiot is like not. It's not appropriate. So I was just getting carried away. And the day by day. No, not Kotocha.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with you. Just my usage. My usage. I shouldn't be. Should be more careful with my words. I don't want us to take it one step further. And still look. This is the. We've been the mimer here that we've learned tonight is developing, is bringing to the surface, emphasizing the Torah aspect, the Torah of Bein Adam L'Chaver. Not just for whatever, B'vadai, not level 1, 2, 3 of Kohlberg, but even beyond level 6. Right? That's what I said, ironically enough, using there the, not like the Ten Commandments, right, in the level 6. Not just Stam rules kilo here within the Aseres Hadibros is the beyond, the fact that through Bein Adam Chaviro is also bringing about. It's what I mean is beyond the six and beyond the 6 days of the week, the parallels into the 6 days of the week. Pchinas Shabbos, that it's beyond this world, Mein Olam Haba, beyond connection to not just within this world, not just connected to operational functioning within this world, but beyond a connection to an Olam HaElyon. A couple of minutes to, for those thirsty for some spirituality, in addition to Vadai, the spirituality of the perspective, the new deeper perspective that Rav Huttner brought to the surface here, perspective on Bein Adam L'Chaviro. But on a little bit from another angle of the spirituality, I don't know if we call it that. I don't know what is spirituality. I'm not sure. But three quick points from Rav Dessler, the Maharal, and the Balatanya. Nice lineup for spirituality. Number one, famous, I'm sure that many of you have already seen this or definitely have heard about it. The part of Michtav Me'elyo in Rav Dessler's writings that's called Kuntras HaChesed. And the main idea there, this is the core idea that Rav Huttner elaborates upon, is dividing the world into giving and taking. Kasher bara Elokim et ha'adam, asau l'noten v'notel. Koach hanetina, giving, hu koach elyon me'midas yotzer hakol baruch hu. Giving is godlike. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always giving. And when we give, we're godlike. Shahu merachem umaitiv v'noten mibli kabel davar b'tmura. He doesn't get anything back. Im tzadakta ma'atitem lo, the Pasuk says. What do we give? Rak sh'anu ma'bi'im lo et odatenu asher ze shorash avodatenu lo. וככה עשה את האדם, ככתוב, בצלם אלוקים עשה את האדם, כי יוכל לרחם ולהיטיב וליתן. Man is created בצלם אלוקים. We have the ability to be godlike. We have the ability to give. About koach hanetila, we have the option, we can also be takers. We can open up our eyes in the morning and look at the world around us, and we can have a perspective of where can I give? Or we can have the perspective when we look out at the world, where can I take? What can I take? About koach hanetila, taking hu asher yitaveh adam limshoch elav et kol haba betchumo. He wants to take to whatever he can. Koach zehu asher yikreil bnei adam avas atzmo v'hu shoresh kol haraot. So we have here again just almost an overgeneralization: the root of all good, giving; the root of all bad, taking. Or as mentioned once before, as we see in the geography of Eretz Yisrael, right? We have two bodies of water in Eretz Yisrael, the Kinneret and the Dead Sea, Yam HaMelech. One is a giver in the geography of Eretz Yisrael. One is a giver and one is a taker. The water from the Kinneret flows down to the Dead Sea. The giver, its waters are sweet. Kach Avara, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a big teaching. In the bodies of water, so when you give, when we're giving, so our waters are sweet. Taking, we're looking, what's in it for me? What can I take out of it? So we become, right, this is a bitterness there. So this, again, in giving, tzelem Elokim of giving. To the Maral writes, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Mishle, Chesed ve'emes yichupar avon. So here we have a connection between chesed and emes, and kapara of sins. What's the connection? So one connection the Maral brings here in the first paragraph is if a person does chesed to people, Hashem will do chesed to him. You're a chesed doer, you do kindness to people, so Hashem will do chesed with you. And then in the next paragraph, he continues, Avachazam fashim ha-kosuf hazeh, ki baal gemilus chasadim ra'ui l'kaparas ha-chet, ki baal gemilus chasadim yesh bo ha-tov ha-gamur, shehu meitiv la-acherim v'la-adam. He has this absolute good of doing good to other people. He's so good that he wants to do good to other people. Ula'adam kumo zeh yesh lo zchut v'dakut zakut v'dakut ha-chomri. What does chomri mean?
Materialistic.
In other words, he's not as materialistic. V'eino adam chomri gamur. If a person is absolute, the more materialistic a person is, the more he only is looking out for what can feed my materialism. What can make me physically feel better. When a person is, so then you're not doing for others. What do you do for others? What do you do? Looking out for number one. Looking out for myself. To be able to already not care as much for yourself, when I help another person, see here I'm not as chomri, I'm not as materialistic, and then that follows, that ends up being connected to the kaparas ha'avon. You're moving yourself away from involvement in chet, indulgence in your own pleasure. You're less materialistic, so then you end up, you're ra'ui, because avon, you're sinking in, again, you're juicing the pleasure, what can I get out of it? Like giving to others, again, you're less materialistic, and ra'oi, chesed v'emes yichupar of. So we had, okay, number one, giving is godlike, the Rav Dessler, tzelem Elokim, or as we had posted on the bulletin board, the greatest thing in the world is to do somebody else a favor. Familiar? Familiar? No. To play it another time. Okay. Right. The story of Rav Shlomo Kabach, of the Holy Hunchback. Anybody familiar? Yeah, I should play. He's not going to play right now, but he tells a story where he was. He always wanted to meet a Talmud of the Piazetzna. And he was walking one day, he saw a hunchback cleaning this street cleaner in Tel Aviv. He said, Shalom Aleichem, where are you from? Piazetzna. He said, wow, Piazetzna. I met a Jew from Piazetzna. Did you learn by the Rebbe, the Piazetzna? Yeah, sure. He's so excited. Wow, can you tell me over some Torah from the Rebbe, from Piazetzna Rebbe? The Piazetzna was a Rebbe of children. And Hunchback said after what I went through with the time of the Holocaust, do you think I can remember the Torahs from the Piazetzna? Can't tell you over the Torahs, but I remember Friday night between the soup, fish, and the soup, between the soup, and the chicken, between the, I remember the Rebbe telling us, Kindlech, children, think you should know. Remember, the greatest zach in the world, the greatest thing in the world, is tien to nemra teva. I may be off a little bit on the Yiddish, but it's the greatest thing in the world is to do somebody else a favor. To do somebody else a favor. The greatest thing in the world is to do somebody else a favor. The greatest thing in the world is to do somebody else a favor. It's the most godlike, the most betzalel and giving, the most imitative. Alachta b'drachov, mahu afata. It's like Hashem's always, what's in it for him? Mitzadakta matitin lo. But we're like betzalel alokim when we're giving. And that's the last point for the night. The Balatanya, the famous, why famous? It's referred to as Chaim. Referred to as Lev HaTanya. Lev HaTanya. So like the heart of the Tanya, but right? Periklami Beis of the Tanya. The Lev of the Tanya speaks about this point. This point of what's so special about doing somebody else a favor, or about being Adam L'Chaver, the Torah. Not just the nice. Of course, it's nice. And kol hakavod for doing the good thing and the nice thing for another person. That's wonderful. But it's beyond nice. It's beyond nice. Nice is great. Nice is important. It's important to be a good person. But this is beyond a good person. It's being a good person, and on top of that, it's a holy person. Not instead, right? We saw was saying that. Not instead. Not be a holy person, not a good. Good and holy. Beyond good and holy. Holy. Where's the again, this is the holiness. Ben Adam L'Chaver. So, similar to what we just saw on the Maral. The Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, is speaking about what happens when we de-emphasize, when we tone down our involvement in our physical side, then what happens is we end up connecting to a simcha of the nefesh, the soul. We have this partnership between body and soul. And when we free ourselves a little bit from our complete indulgence focus on the body, the soul celebrates. The soul, Simchato, see the third line, Simchato, Tia, Simchas HaNefesh Levada. So when a person reaches this point of de-emphasize, of course we have to take care of our bodies. I have to let you guys go right away, so you go to sleep, and hopefully you ate a little bit. If you take your body, still take some more cake, Rafi, Mchubid, please. So you take care of your bodies, and take some cake, and get a good night's sleep. We're almost finished. So you have to take care of the body, but to remember, the body is a kli, holding the or. Remember we spoke about oros and kalim, the light and the vessels. The body is a kli. We have to take care of the kalim to hold the light. And when we, right, when then if it's fulfilling its purpose, when the kli is fulfilling its purpose. But if a person becomes preoccupied and just only focusing on the kli, They're missing it and forget that the kli is there, the vessels are there to hold the orot, to hold the or. When a person though realizes that the body is secondary for the or of the soul, then the soul is ecstatic and celebrating. Even in situations where the body, sometimes it's wild that the body can be uncomfortable on Yom Kippur. We're standing there and the body on its own is not too thrilled, but especially Ashrenu to experience Yom Kippur as we experience in Yeshiva, experience the celebration of the soul, even though the body is uncomfortable. Okay, so that's not normal every day, of course. We have to feed it and we have to take care of it. But by not being obsessed and putting it in its secondary role, the soul celebrates Simchas HaNefesh Levada. So then Harei says, when we have that kind of a situation, okay, where does that bring us? Harei Zu Derech Yisharav Kala. The straight and easy, the quick and easy way to where? Lavoli de kiyum. This is a surprise. Lavoli de kiyum mitzvas v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. This is a surprise because I could think, okay, this is balance. This is great that we have everything in its proper perspective. The body doing it, what it's supposed to do as a kli, and the neshama says the Baal Tanya, this will bring us to v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. Why? This will lead you towards loving every single Jew. Why? Since the goof, here he says it very dramatically, but I want to keeping us all balanced. Okay, he's saying, you know, the goof is, we're disgusted with the goof, but he's saying that in a very sharp way. I say halavai that we realize that the goof we realize that the goof is secondary. Then vanefesh va'ruach mi yodeh gdulatanu ma'alatan. Who knows? We have this recognition that who knows how great the nefesh, the neshama is b'shorshan in its root and b'koran in its source be'elokim chayim. It's a spark of godliness. Its source is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shegam, then we realize, once we have this perspective, b'shegam k'shekulan mat'imot v'av echad l'kulana. V'lechei nikru Yisrael achim mamish. We're all brothers. Where are we all brothers? Mitzad shoresh nafsham b'Hashem echad. Because we all have a neshama from milamala. We all have a neshama, every Jew, all of us around the table, and every single Jew. We're all brothers because our soul is all from one source. The neshama is makor, makor is the shoresh b'Hashem echad. But where is the separation? Because of the guf. Rak shaguf'im mechulakim. Our bodies are separate. On a level of neshama, we're all one. We're all connected. Shoresh neshama echad. From a Elokim chai. But when we come down into this world, in this physical world, so the sparks of godliness are broken down into gufim mechulakim, into separate bodies. Yotzeim kein. Now where is the separation? On the side of the guf. So the less gufani a person is, meaning the less of a guf perspective we have, the more of a neshama perspective we have, the more connected we are. That's one Hashem. V'lechein ha'osim gufam ikar v'nafsham tefila. Yafshar liyot ava v'achva amitit b'neihem. Ela atluya b'davar levada. The more of a goof person we are, so then you can't reach that oneness. It's all so it depends. You know, you can do me a favor. I do something for you. You do something for me. We can have, but it's not a real tluya b'davar. Vezesh amar hilla zaken al kiya mitzvah zu. Vahaftal reyacha kamocha, right? Izeu kol ha-Torah kulo ve'iduch perusha. Right? Vahaftal reyacha kamocha. Right? What's... Zeh kagalo ba-Torah. You hear the new teaching, the new way of reading it? Not this, this not just this is an, this is a, an important rule in that book called the Torah. Okay, that's how we learned it till now. V'ahavta re'acha kamocha. Kamocha, why? We're all brother, we all have on a neshama level, we're all from one source of neshama. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. This is what Torah is about. This is Torah, the connection, our connection to the Olam HaElyon, connection from the Olam, as I spoke about before, the Bris. We asked before, what's the, where's the Bein Olam, where's the Torah of Bein Adam L'Chaviro? So this is the, from the Lev HaTanya, this is the teaching of the Lev HaTanya. The Torah of Bein Adam L'Chaviro is when I am connecting to my neshama, the less of a goof, the less of a physical being that I am, connected to neshama, to that degree, kach, that's the Torah that I'm living. I am a makabel Torah. I'm a Torah Jew. The more of a Torah Jew, the more of a perspective of neshama that I have. That's the idea that we wanted to spend time on tonight, a little bit on the Torah, the holiness of Bein Adam L'Chaviro. And Nachon, when we're involved in a Bein Adam L'Chaviro, we're complete. The way that we fill it is by being focused on the other person. That's also connected to why we don't make a bracha on Bein Adam L'Chaviro. Because, you know, you're not to turn the other person into your cheftish or mitzvah. Not a chesnachet, it's an avrik. A person, there's an ashat, there's another. And through that, that's another avenue. It's another side. It's Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaviro, and the way that we connect to the Torah of Bein Adam L'Chaviro is by giving to the other person, by caring, by doing whatever we can. It's a benefit not to be focused on ourselves, but looking outward, looking achutza, ve'al yedei zeh, we end up bringing also, bring a connection to the Olam HaElyon and Olam HaTachton through Bein Adam HaMakom and as well through our Bein Adam L'Chaviro. Zeh be'atzem HaShem Ratzinu.